mean, it's a rivalry game. I don't think the records ever really matter much in this game unless they're trying to rest guys for the playoffs, which I don't know. I don't see that happening with their head coach. But, yeah, you know, complete flippage of what happened last year.
Just how frustrating has a stretch run been for you guys, considering all the injuries have kind of sabotaged things?
Yeah, injuries happen. You know, they happen to everybody. We know that. But it's just the way we've lost four in a row, but we've been in every game. Even last week, we were in that game. We were up 14-7 at halftime, and up getting embarrassed the second half. So, you know, as bad as we played, we still had a chance to win most of those games.
Brian, at this point, and not necessarily a comment on the last guy, but when you get a quarterback change, you know, for Kansas City last week, it seemed to kind of give them a little bit of a lift. Do you think it gives you guys overall a lift this week?
Well, we need something, I'll tell you that much. I mean, defense, we've been playing decent, just haven't made – we haven't got no takeaways in these games. Our offense is actually – I mean, they played – we're up and down. We still ran the ball pretty well, but defensively, we just got to get more takeaways to help – to help the offense out in this situation. And without Jay being there, we're not the same team as we were before. So we got to compensate for that by making more plays on defense.
What do you think of the way the Chiefs played the Packers offense last week? And I know I realize you guys do what you do on off defense, but is there anything that you guys can mimic from that, you think?
Well, they ran a bunch of man to me, and they got pretty physical with them up front. I know Green Bay had some injuries up there, but you know, the Chiefs got after them a little bit up front, look like.
You guys have had relatively decent success against Aaron up here in both places. You pretty much just do what you do in this situation, or have you adjusted your game plans a little bit more for how to attack Rodgers?
I don't even know, man. He's good. We just get lucky every once in a while, I guess, and make some plays against him. You know, we're lucky we're athletic up front. We got some guys who can rush the passer with four, which has helped us quite a bit, and we're pretty athletic in the back end as well, so we run around. But you know, there's really not a whole lot you can do against him. He's going to make his plays. We just hopefully we make some as well.
Brian, how much of a reminder is, you know, the longest-running rivalry? And I mean, how much was that played up even during the week? I mean, you guys know each other through and through, and certainly from your perspective, you've been a part of a lot of these. But does that aspect of it really need to get played up that much in the locker room?
Not in the locker room. It doesn't really – in the locker room, doesn't get talked about very much, honestly. You know, I know it's a big deal with the fans and the media make a big deal about it, but in the locker room, it's, you know, we're concerned about trying to stop their offense, and you know, and our offense is concerned about trying to score on their defense, and that's really about it. You know, we don't talk about the rivalry or anything like that in the locker room. We understand it and we know what's going on, but you know, we don't talk about it all the time.
Is your you figure I look at the Packers' offensive line and the injuries and all that. Is that a spot where you guys really think you can attack?
It's number 12 still playing quarterback, so I know that's all really all that matters in their offense. He gets rid of the football so fast and knows where to go with the ball that you know it may be a little bit of a weakness for him, but he's still playing quarterback for him, so they're still dangerous.
You've seen his progression. Where is he now compared to a few years back? You know when you saw him for the first time.
No, he beat us the first time he played us 38-3, I think, up there at Green Bay. I think if I remember correctly, you know, he played well against us. And then, you know, we won a few games in the middle there. But he gets better every year. You know, the offense hasn't really changed that much, it doesn't seem like. But he just keeps getting better and better. You know, he has good weapons around him. And it seems like he always gets hit or sacked quite a bit, but he still has good numbers and still gets rid of the football when he has to. He doesn't turn the ball over.
Do you guys feel like you need to still respect the run with what Ryan Grant did in you guys' first meeting?
Oh, man, we got gashed a couple times. There was three or four plays. He kind of got 12, 15 yards on each one of those plays. So we'll have to – I mean, that's always an issue for us to try and stop the run. We don't want to let that get going against us.
Brian, you guys are always, you know, described as a cover two team, you know, Tampa two team. But have you actually played more you know, with a guy up in the box this year than you have in previous years?
We've played a lot of man this year. I think the situation has kind of dictated that, you know, with us having to be aggressive on defense and trying to make more plays. We've played a lot more man than we have in the past, not just to stop the run, but cause we actually did a decent job of cover two versus the run. At least this year we have. So we just played man because we want to be more aggressive. I think we've had to try to get more takeaways and do things like that.
With Jennings out of the equation and with Finley having a big game against you guys last time, is 88 more of a focal point for you guys this week?
No, we don't really focus too much you know, one guy on offense. We don't ever really change too much.
Anything else for Brian?
Yeah, Brian, just kind of a random personal note, but have you talked to Johnny Knox at all? I mean, a lot of people up in this area watched him take that hit, and
yeah.
I don't know, my heart kind of sunk, man. I felt bad for him
nasty.
As a person.
From what everything I hear, he's going to be okay. You know, he got surgery on Monday or Tuesday, and he's in the hospital still now. He was in ICU till I think today he gets out of ICU. Tomorrow, Thursday, he gets out of ICU, and then they'll reevaluate the situation. But from what I hear, it's not career-threatening. It's not going to hinder his football playing career, so you know, thank God for that. But I think he's going to be okay. It's going to be a long rehab deal for him, but we think he's going
to
be okay.
That's good to hear, man. That was nasty.
Yeah, it's great. It was nasty. I know everyone I talked to, I had 20 messages after the game talking about how nasty that hit was.